We're doing Ahavat Chesed, and we've been learning the concept that the Chafetz Chaim says that when we do kindness down below, it arouses kindness from above, and then we are judged individually by Hashem. We're up to page Tzadi Tet in the standard editions. We're in the Chelek Bet, fourth chapter. Now we can understand what the Talmud says in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that we began with, that if a person delved in Torah plus acts of kindness, through that the kindness from above was aroused. So then when he finds himself in a time of need, a time of danger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo hu adayan shelo ba'inyan hazeh, he is judged by God alone, u'manhig oto b'chasdo, and then God guides him with his kindness, u'vaday natzel, and undoubtedly he will be saved. Ma she'en ken, she'asak b'Torah levad, contradistinction with a situation where a person dealt with in Torah alone, u'v'gmelut chesed lo asak karoi lo, and he did not deal in kindness the way that's fitting for him, for a person on his level, then the kindness from above is not aroused the way that would be fitting for a man of his stature. And therefore, if later the person finds himself in a problematic situation, and then we assume that from above also they're judging him, that's why he finds himself in this predicament, he will not be able to be saved completely from being judged exactly. And that's what our sages meant when they said in Avodah Zarah, the Talmud says, whoever deals in Torah alone without kindness, it's as though he has no God. What does that mean? He's learning Torah all day. He's learning God's Torah all day. What does it mean he has no God? Meaning, he doesn't have that privilege that God himself, so to speak, steps forward to protect the person with God's mercy and kindness from exacting judgment. That the exacting judgment shouldn't take hold. Because the person, so to speak, threw the kindness behind his back, he said, that's not my prime concern. So, being that he didn't deal enough in kindness, when he's in a situation when he needs kindness from above, God lets there be exacting judgment on him. He doesn't get the kindness that he would otherwise merit had he invested enough in kindness in his own life. So we're treated in accordance with the way we behave. If we do enough kindness, then from above they also treat us with kindness. And if we delve a lot in Torah, like the story of Rabbi Hananiah ben Tradion, if we delve a lot in Torah, but we don't do an amount of chesed that's on the level that we should, so then from above they can take us to task and deal with us with exacting judgment, just what we deserve, and then we lose that benefit of having Hashem go beyond the call of duty on our behalf.